Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 158. I like to spend some time weekly at a minimum talking with you about some aspect of life, the universe, everything. And I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. I'll be back the first week in January with another show. But in the meantime, I'll just start by saying, whichever holiday you celebrate, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it might be, I hope it's a wonderful holiday season. I was sitting with some friends yesterday talking, and one of them was talking about a problem that they were having, and I know what to do, he was pushing back on. And the other one said something marvelous. So what's between knowing and doing? Frankly, for most of us, we know what to do. We just don't do it, right? It's like, for some people, it's stopping smoking. For some people, it's about losing weight. By the way, that's my problem. Knowing and doing. What gets in the way? And once you can start answering that question, and start paying attention to the difference between the knowing and the doing, and understanding how to make those changes and not letting those obstacles rule you, you start making enormous amounts of progress. And when you're thinking about the show today or other things and change you want to make in your life and in the things that you do, I don't want you setting goals for yourself. Goals feel like so much work, right? It's just another thing on the to-do list of things that you need to accomplish. I want you to ask yourself the question, what's possible now? What can I do now to move the needle forward in some way toward the objective that I have? You want to lose 5 pounds? You want to lose 50 pounds? What's possible now? What can you do now to move yourself toward that goal? I was listening to an interview of Gary Keller from Keller Williams, the real estate firm. They sell residential real estate all over the world. Never heard him speak, but I had a good feel for him yesterday as he was being interviewed. And he's got a book out. I haven't read the book. I'm not going to endorse the book or tell you that it's wonderful. But I believe it's called The One Thing. And he has a philosophy of starting your day or looking at situations by asking yourself a simple question. What's the one thing I can do with fill in the blank? So in my relationship with my wife, for example, such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary. Isn't that a great question? You can ask that about any workplace situation. What's the one thing I can do at my office today that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? What's the one thing I can do with my boss that by doing it, everything is easier and unnecessary? Great question, isn't it? And I know I'm going to start working with it. Well, I already have started working with it today. Because, frankly, Keller isn't a believer in to-do lists, per se. Because most people kind of chop them down like trees, but they don't really move forward. They're just handling a bunch of tasks. But this kind of focuses you on the bigger picture, he says. And he's right. Just asking yourself the question of what's the one thing I can do with fill in the blank, such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary, really does move the needle forward. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show, just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching, you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing that I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Time for the ultra-binary.